Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey, kids and freaks and all you people. Welcome back to the podcast. First timers, we hug you. Make sure you share it. Let people know we're out there in these little bite-sized pods that we're doing now that are a little shorter than we have done in the past because we want you to. So it's like that perfect little drive to and from wherever you're going. Rate, comment, share. I said it already, but who cares? And Matt Ramona Facebook page or Matt Harris Ramona Holloway Facebook pages. Ramona has having problems with her distressed jeans, and I guess apparently putting on distressed jeans. Who knew it was a challenge?
It's an issue, okay? I have a couple of pairs of distressed jeans that have the frayed hem and or a hole in the knee. And before I put on said jeans, and Eric, you might be able to identify, because I know you're a fashion guy. Mm-hmm. You have distressed jeans.
I do.
Before I put on these jeans, I think, okay, Ramona, you know every time you put these jeans on, your toes get stuck in the hole. Or your toes get stuck in the hem.
You mean as they're passing through?
As my toes are going through. And I'll be thinking about it like, this isn't going to be the time, man. You're going in with pointed toe. And I will put my toe through the hole or the hem every single time.
Does it rip it more?
Sometimes. If you're too aggressive with your getting dressed. Yeah, if you're too aggressive, you're putting on your clothes really fast. Yeah. Your toe goes through there, and you're like,
the struggle is real.
Yeah,
struggle. You've had it happen, Erica.
You know, distressed jeans. That's one of those things you really have to slow down and think about because you will ruin them.
Right, because they're already they're strategically ripped. They're not supposed to be ripped a lot more, or you wind up with just a tattered pair of denim whatevers.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
So you're trying to keep it together, but it's a problem, but still you can't help it. And has it ever happened, Eric, where you do it one time and you're like, oh, so you carefully take your foot out because you don't want to rip them anymore, and you put
you
it back
it
in
second
and
time.
Seconds later?
You do it a second time.
And it's just there's no science, there's no formula. It doesn't matter how many times you try. You're like, okay. Now, thing about it is, I know you can relate to this too. The success you feel when that one time happens and you don't put your foot through
I haven't had that joy yet in my
life. Only two times in my life, but still.
Wow. Two times in your life.
You are an accomplished dresser.
You guys are amazing.
You're a very accomplished dresser.
I guess I got to invent something now.
A leg shoot.
A special distressed jeans footy.
Yes. A footy or a little insert.
Oh, kind of like a shoehorn.
How you going
for distressed jeans?
How are you going to get that out of the jeans?
No, because once your foot's past it, you just pull it out. You know, you can insert it from the outside.
He has these ridiculous pothead inventions all the time.
On the outside
they're just pothead inventions, Eric.
Outside in, it's like a little piece of cardboard. You slide by and then you pull it out. Great, I got it. Look,
hole.
It's like this. Yes, this is your distressed jeans, and here's a piece of paper, but it's going to be harder than that. You slide it in that hole, put your foot in, pull it out. No rips, no pain.
You're dead ass right now, aren't you?
You're going to be rich.
I'm going to be rich.
Nobody's buying that.
Everybody's buying it.
Nobody.
First of all, he's not inventing anything ever. He's too lazy to actually do anything about any of his ideas.
I'm gonna make this.
That's why I call them pothead ideas. It's like, wow, you really think that'll work? Sure. Are you going to act on it? No.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit on the couch.
No. I am going to go sit on the couch and think about it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to get some cardboard.
Okay.
I'm going to start a prototype.
Well, you have two test subjects right here.
Okay, I will.
And I wear distressed denim at least once a week.
Same here.
So you got to come hard with this, man. You got to sit down.
Bring in some distressed jeans tomorrow.
Okay.
That's
how I'll do that.
Jeans tomorrow.
Okay.
And take your pants off.
That's what you want. And then that's what you want, Zaddy. You want me to take my pants off.
Yes. Okay, it just took a weird turn, and I don't want to be a part of it anymore.
But it's not harassment because it's an invention.
It's an invention. Take off your pants.
All right, take off your pants. Hey, Squatch, you bring them in, too. I don't want everybody pantless
tomorrow. Why am I taking back to that one time that guy offered to make pants for you?
Yeah, he did.
And he came to the studio and was doing some weird measurements around your crotch.
He was hanging there for a long time.
He has to make measurements around his crotch if he's going to make pants.
It was very uncomfortable in the studio. It was very uncomfortable.
I think he was just a self-described tailor. I don't think there was actually any...
Right. But tailors have to get in there to make sure it's
good. Yeah, they
do,
but they also have shops. They're not just showing up.
This isn't at a shop. This is here.
No, like he came to the station.
Oh, he came here.
He came to the station.
On his own will?
Yeah.
Of course his own will, and I would measure on my own.
Oh, y'all didn't invite him here?
And then Matt didn't. You know, he didn't vet him or anything. Oh, you want to make some pants for me? Sure. Any free pants? Okay. And then it wasn't even free pants.
Well, y'all started not inviting guests and they just show up. What? That's the most confusing.
Matt thought he was getting free pants.
So Matt was like, okay.
I'll take a free pants.
Measure my crotch.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah. It's like, just like, wow, you're really measuring after a long time.
You'd be like, so how long is it down there?
Don't you need my waist too or just my inseam?
And maybe actually a tape measure. You're just doing it by your length of your arm.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Okay. It worked out well.
Happy pride to him.
It did.
Sheesh.
Speaking of inventions.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
This does not require any nudity.
Oh, okay.
When I go out to my car, and I know, I think this happens to everybody, so I have my drinks, right? My two drinks. I'm even demonstrating. And I have my backpack.
You have two drinks.
I have two drinks. But most people have two drinks? Okay.
No.
Let's say, let's say you have one drink.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you have something in your other hand, right? I mean, your hands are, So what do I do? Right?
Uh-huh.
With the new Matt car top carrier.
Car top?
You put the cup on top of the thing, and there's a holder for the cup.
And it stays in there even when you're going down the highway.
No.
Because you're going to forget. You're going to forget it's up there.
I put it on my roof every single day. That's what makes me think about it. But yeah, it would hold if need be.
Uh-huh.
But it holds it there while you do all your stuff, and then you can take it off. Now, the other thing.
How about it has an alarm in it to let you know that your cup is still up there?
Yeah, ding, ding, ding. Or the other thought I thought was, you know how they open the trunk but just put your foot underneath it?
Yeah.
So you push your foot under your car, right?
Uh-huh.
And this little tray comes out, and you can put your cup on the tray and then do all your stuff.
Wow. You know what? Out. I am surprised that
that's great.
You haven't been hired by Chrysler or Ford to do something about this because this is on the same level as the cup holder.
No, this is great.
How often does this happen?
All the time, man.
Like, does he just go through ideas?
Yeah.
You're not used to my ideas.
They don't go anywhere, and most of them are really dumb.
But think of all the people who have lost things.
You're a great inventor, Matthew.
And they fly off.
Yeah. I'd pay for this.
I know you would.
How much? $9.99? No. $7.99? No.
$4.
$4.
But it's just me laying on the hood of your
car. And he has to sell $14 billion in order to make his first dollar.
But I will throw in a distressed jeans for only three payments of $9.99.
Wait, there's more.
There's more and
you're
more.
You're the new Ron Popeil.
I am.
Ron Popeil
died.
The set it and forget it guy who did all of those infomercial products. He's gone. Who's going to take his place?
Me.
Matt Mann.
And I wondered when, I was going to say this on the air, but I wanted to give it a little time. So when Ron Popeil died, the guy who did all those devices, they put him in the casket and say, just set him and forget him. Did they do that?
That was awful.
This is the time where you can end your podcast now because you
that
are ridiculous.
Awful.
Come on, time has passed.
No,
he would love it. He was a showman.
No.
He was a salesman.
Okay.
Thank
you for listening to the podcast. Please subscribe. Please share, but warn people that Matt gets very inappropriate at the end.
Well, I've got some things, man. I got some other inventions.
Want
to hear some more? I'll go to Matt Harris' Facebook page, Ramona Holloway Facebook page, Matt Ramona Facebook page. You want to take a spot, or Eric Kelly, or Matt, and we'll talk soon.